starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is Saturday, start of your weekend. And if you're listening to this today, sparing a few minutes of your time, it probably means that you're looking for ways to seriously improve your current net worth or start building one. And the most difficult part, I remember at the time before I took my leap of faith into investing, and yet it was actually the easiest step I've ever taken in my life, was to act on all of the information and knowledge I was harvesting as such. Now, how to act, one would say. And I can assure you that the only way that you will bring about change in your life is by doing. And you have already made the most important step forward. You have made the choice to change. You have made the choice to listen to this podcast this morning. You have made the choice to research. And that would be like a crazy person realizing that he's in fact crazy. And that first step, these few actions that you're taking right now, are the ones in which we realize that radical change is needed, because we have high level objectives we aspire to reach, and we all have dreams. And you're probably not realizing this right now, but you have already stepped out of your comfort zone. Some of you have stepped into that fear zone, which is actually tremendous progress, but you're still lacking self-confidence. You listen to others still, and other people's opinions are still very important to you, and you are still finding excuses not to do, but your will inside of you to change is still very strong. And that's fair enough, but you need to celebrate that zone, as you have actually leveled up from your usual comfort zone, where you felt safe and in control, just cruising, not worried, no questions asked, no plan, no real future ahead for you. Everything was coming into place. But the beautiful thing about that step is that you are in the unknown. It is unknown territory right now. Everything seems difficult and will be difficult. However, you will persevere in your intent to change the outcome of your future. You will slowly enter a territory where you would have answered a few questions you had never asked about yourself. You probably have discovered or perfected a new skill you never thought you had. You audited your lifestyle again, your friends, and that is a critical part of your development. And you already can't even conceive going back to your previous zone or comfort zone that you were used to, as you have learned key aspects about yourself and easily discovered that you are far from reaching your full potential. And once these feelings occur, you would have already accessed your learning zone, where your old self has already disappeared. Your new comfort zone is now about acquiring new skills, self-educate. You are more efficient in dealing with problems and challenges, as you would have gained a completely new perspective on what you can achieve and on the world around you. Now, silly things that used to matter no longer do. You're sharpening your focus. You start finding joy in continuously acquiring knowledge and skills that can serve your purpose. You would have probably found even a new passion on which you can build even a business around it, who knows. And you're indeed happier. You realize that there is much more out there that are there for you to grab. That motivates you. You seem to be always motivated nowadays. You start finding meaning in the majority of things that you do, and you do probably realize that there are other levels of happiness you didn't know existed, but they are out there. And you thought that it was it at the time, but you were wrong, dead wrong. And that's it. You got a taste, you're hooked, and you have therefore accessed the zone where the air is rarefied, where actual progress and growth occurs. Your growth zone is the place where we are to continuously evolve into. You will find purpose there. You will start setting new goals and conquer objectives. You are changing. You are tasting success in small doses, but they come often. And you're living dreams. Yes, you are. Do you know why? Because a few zones down, you were only dreaming of such moments. You never knew you could be fired up in such a way. Now, apply that to unrealized financial potential or lost opportunities that are overwhelming in a few and in your previous comfort zone. How much more wealth can you create by simply doing right now after this podcast? Now go do and be well. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.